Well, this weekend, the sturgeon spearing season wraps up on Lake Winnebago in Wisconsin. It's only a 16-day season, and Lake Winnebago is home to one of the largest lake sturgeon populations in the world. In most places, sturgeon numbers have plummeted due to over-harvesting and loss of habitat. And for a while, that was the case in Lake Winnebago. But Susan Bentz of Here Now contributor WUWM reports the fish is making a comeback.
It is killer cold out, 3 degrees with a howling wind. But John and Judith Bloom rolled their 1998 Periwinkle truck out onto the ice, as the family has always done, heading out from Winnebago's northeastern shore. John Bloom grew up spearing with his dad in the tiny shanty he built of cedar strips.
Because he worked out here, he sold Dunphy boats, but that was back when they still made strip built boats.
John used to orchestrate the family ritual. Now his son Russ takes the lead and hauls their 5.5 by 8 foot shanties made of sheet aluminum. More trucks begin to cluster and deliberation begins. Where should we set up this year? Bloom's old friend Cookie, that's Dennis Cook, rolls by.
Where are you going? Where are you setting up?
I don't know for sure. Either 2.5 miles out or 4. They found 3 red worms at 2.5. 5 red worms and 4.
Bloom says red worms are what locals call lake fly larvae, and they're a sturgeon favorite.
And they stay down there for 3 years before they hatch as a lake fly. And the sturgeon suck them up.
The caravan decides to stick closer to shore. Russ Bloom pulls out his chainsaw and cuts a perfect 5.5 by 2.5 foot rectangle in the ice with a slight angle for better visibility. Members of the caravan grab long wooden poles with steel hooks at the end. They pierce the ice block and turn it upside down. One good push, and it disappears into the lake. The crew then maneuvers the shanty over the hole. It takes up about a third of the shanty floor, but still Judith thinks of this as home.
We like the floor to be clean, and it's apparently not, so I'm going to whisk it out.
She and John open folding chairs, ready decoys to lower into the water, and set the propane stove on low. On the other side of the lake, Ryan Koenigs sits inside his office. He has fond childhood memories.
My dad purchased tags during some of those years when I was younger. I remember sitting with him in the shack.
Koenigs is a sturgeon biologist with Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. He's about to meet with staff and volunteers who will fan out to 11 stations every day of the 16-day season. The registration teams weigh, measure, and check the sex and age of each sturgeon spears haul in. Some can get breathtakingly big, given they often live longer than 100 years. Last century, over-harvesting and poaching nearly did the species in Lake Winnebago. In fact, the state banned sturgeon spearing from 1915 until 1931. Gradually, the numbers stabilized and flourished. This year's quota, with regulated numbers of juveniles and adults, would be about 2,200 sturgeon.
You have to protect the fish, and that's what we're doing now, and we're benefiting from it. And we still have a harvest. We have the largest recreational spear fishery for lake sturgeon. However, it's a highly regulated harvest. So we know how many fish are out there. We know how many fish can safely be taken.
Back in the Bloom shanty, Judith carefully lowers a homemade wooden sturgeon about 7 feet down into the hole. She closes the small window, and the shanty is pitch black, save the glow of the somewhat murky Lake Winnebago. With a spear at her side, Judith is ready to make the plunge if the time comes. Then we sit. From outside, John Bloom provides us a little sturgeon spearing serenade from his portable radio. 5.5 hours of staring hopefully into the hole, nothing. But it's more than about catching fish. The tradition is woven into the Bloom family's DNA. Judith says it's about family and friends and the quiet inside the shanty.
Yeah, sometimes you get a minnow in the hole and he stays in the hole the whole time and you're talking to him.
The sturgeon spearing season ends this Sunday. However, less than 20% of the state's quota has been met. It looks as though this year, many sturgeon might elude their winter pursuers, and it won't be long before thousands of mature males and females begin their amazing 100-mile spring spawning migration from Lake Winnebago upstream. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Bentz on Lake Winnebago in Wisconsin.